This week is a parsha, is a double. We have parshas Mishpatim, and we also have Shkolim. We read from two Torahs. We take out this parsha. So in the beginning, in parshas Mishpatim, we read about getting a shifcha, a maidservant, and it also speaks about marriage as well. Torah says bebig doba, which means with your cloak. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Kevin Shapiris Talis Oleh, when the husband puts his talis over the wife, that's considered the original form of chuppah. That's the original form of chuppah, is in this week's parsha, bevig doba, taking the husband's cloak, his talis, he puts it over the wife, and that's the idea of the marriage. With this, we want to wish Eitan Germazian Hardy Mazel Tov in his upcoming marriage, but it's this week's parsha. So Rav Shecht always quotes on Rashash, Farasta Kedofecha L'Masecha, the idea of marriage in this week's parsha, that the woman is coming in to the husband's domain. Vigdoba. And then the other thing is the Shabbat Shkolim is we give money to the Beis HaMikdash to buy the Karbanos. And the women didn't have to give. They're not part of the chiv of giving this money. So the question is whether we know that women have to daven. Even though davening is a set time, and usually something, a mitzvah that's a set time, they're exempt. But because davening is mercy from Hashem, women need mercy from Hashem also. So women have to daven. The one question is whether they have to daven musaf, because musaf, the Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, doesn't have to do with mercy. It's the korban, the sacrifice, and the women didn't have to give the money for the sacrifices. But nonetheless, many poskim, as Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul points out, that they're part of the community as well. So they also should daven. So women also have the chiv of davening. So we have this week's parsha, Parasta Vigdoba, that the idea of marriage, and Shkolim, women. The Chofetz Chaim said when he had children, when the women had children, they have to take care of the children. So sometimes they might be exempt because also they're involved in the mitzvah of raising the children. So, but whatever it is, this should be the beginning of good mazel for Eitan and his whole mishpacha. Farasta knafecha al masecha, as Rav Shecht always quotes that pasuk, and bivig doba, and it should only see mazel and nachas from the whole family. Amen.